high fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Auto Trader. Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, if you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. New, used, electric, and one day, maybe even flying cars. See a car? Find it on Auto Trader. Visit autotrader.com to learn more.
It's time for Hall of Fame broadcaster Al Bernstein to interact with some of the most fascinating big-name guests from the world of boxing and well beyond. Here's Al.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm glad you joined us on this show. It's going to be interesting because we're going to talk very much about amateur boxing in the United States, and more specifically about an organization that is helping amateur boxing, and even more specifically about an event that I'm going to be attending in Detroit on September 4th at Super Bad Fitness, which is a gym that is run by Tony Harrison and his family. Tony, of course, the former 154-pound champion. And he will be joining us as our guest here, along with the gentleman who runs the House of Boxing Champions. And his name is Curtis Hunt. House of Boxing Champions is a terrific organization that partners with gyms around the United States and provides them with safety equipment. They do special events like the one we're going to do on September 4th to help raise money. They raise funds on their own and provide funding to some of these gyms they work with to help them get important safety equipment like mouth guards, wrappings, gloves, all the important things that they need. They also give grants to the gyms so that some of the fighters can have money to travel to regional and national events when they're in competition. So it's very important. Amateur boxing is not only the lifeblood of the sport, but an important tool to help youngsters, both young men and women, become better citizens. So I think you're going to enjoy this. Here is my chat with Curtis Hunt, the head of House of Boxing Champions, and the former 154-pound champion, Tony Harrison. So I'm so happy that I have a chance here to chat with two men who are doing something very exceptional. And on September 4th, when we all get together in Detroit, at Super Bad Fitness for a very special event to help that organization and help young boxers in Detroit. Curtis Hunt, the head of House of Boxing Champions and former 154-pound champion, Tony Harrison, join us. And gentlemen, it's a delight to be with you. Let's start out. And Curtis, let's talk first about to explain to people what House of Boxing Champions is. I kind of talked about it leading into this interview, but tell me from your perspective what it's meant to do for gyms around the United States and young amateur boxers.
Well, the House of Boxing Champions was basically, I developed or created HOBC back in 2014. And the reason was because of the fact of all of the young amateur athletes in the boxing community. I had the opportunity to visit a few gyms and got a chance to see in the lower or low resource community centers, a lot of those gyms. And we're a national 501(c) charity organization. And we provide a lot of safety equipment for low resource athletic communities facilities. We're talking basically community centers, PAL boxing, just some of the community centers that don't have all of the resources that's needed. And we come in as an organization, a national organization, and we provide travel grants, we provide membership, kids membership grants and so forth, as well as safety equipment allowances for these particular facilities. And we've done 2014, and we've done a great job of it. And we're getting more and more input or people asking the House of Boxing Champions to come and help support their community and their communities. And we're asking for a lot of the corporate sponsors and so forth that's out there to lend us a hand and help support some of the things that we're doing within the community. And that's one of the things that I got to tip my hat to Mr. Harrison for, is that he, for the last six and probably the last 15 years, he's done a great job in the city of Detroit. And I've been there and been at his gym and his facility for the last month and a half. It's a family atmosphere. And he does a lot of mentoring for the inner city. Probably 30% or 40% of the kids that come there don't pay dues. And he give them all of that type of support, the mentorship and everything else. And we're just glad to be a part of what he's doing. And we just want to compliment as an organization the efforts that his father, his mom, his aunties, it's a family organization. I just love it because I walk into the gym and it's just like I'm at home, and it's just a wonderful.
That's for sure. And that brings us to what we're all going to experience that September 4th. And I want to, Tony, we're going to be there for a very special event. It's going to be a fundraising event. People can get their tickets at houseofboxingchampions.com. We're going to have raffles for boxing memorabilia. There'll be an exhibition boxing match going on. People get a chance to meet you, the champ. I'll be on hand if people want to chat with me, take photos, whatever we want to do. We're going to have a really fun afternoon. And Tony, how important is it to get this kind of help with these safety items that, you know, cost money and they're hard to get? Is it a good feeling to have an organization kind of lend a hand to you guys?
To be honest, it's a good feeling to have somebody lending a hand, period. Yeah. You know, I'm from a city, I'm from a community where people only help the people that's already up. You know what I mean? So, you know, people kind of skip the people that's already at, that's still at the bottom, and then they see everybody continue to lend a hand to the people that's already getting the money and got the help of hand. So, just to get the call from Kurt, man, I was like in shock. I seen a number from somewhere I seen even answer from, coming from Detroit, and I'm like, man, I'm not even about to answer this number. But I ended up picking up off good faith, man, and it made my morning, man. And you know what, man, it put me in the mind that somebody's always watching, man, and God always got the last laugh and the last answer for everybody. And what Kurt is doing, it's fantastic. Not only is he doing it for me, but, you know, it's gyms all around the country, man, that just need help. You know what I mean? And you never know that. You never know. And what's crazy is, I think if every gym was funded, you probably have a champion coming out of every gym. But, you know, since funds don't be there and you have to kick some kids out, which we try to, we got a zero tolerance rule for kicking kids out because they don't have the money to pay, because we never know what that kid becomes, or we never know what that kid is going through or getting away from to try to come to this gym. So, but if every gym was funded, man, I think you definitely would get more fighters. I think it would prevent less shootings And I think you would definitely have more successful people. And I'm not even gonna say boxers, but boxing itself,
yes,
the sacrifices help me is it gives you the blueprint to become successful in whatever you want to do. It gives you just the energy and the atmosphere to just say grind. Whatever you want to do, grind for it. And you know what I mean? I think we definitely have more successful people because you know you once you understand the grind never leaves. So I just think that we're doing a good job, and I think all the gyms around the country are doing a good job, and Kurt is doing a good job where we're helping out. But like Kurt said, mine is family oriented, and it take the village to kind of do some of the things that I'm probably not able to do or not willing to do, or like read some pamphlets. I just tell my auntie to read them or something like that. So you know what I mean?
Well, we all need help, don't we? I mean, that, you know, the point is we can multitask, but we can't all do everything. And in your case, you have a professional boxing career in addition to all of this that you're doing. So that's part of it as well. You make a really, really good point about all this, and I thought that was beautifully stated. You know, a lot of times I'm on TV shows or radio shows where people ask me about you know, medals won, and we did do well at the Olympics, better than before. And what's the state of amateur boxing? And I say every time, I don't care if we ever won an Olympic gold medal. I could give nothing for whether we ever win an Olympic gold medal. Amateur boxing isn't about winning Olympic gold medals. Amateur boxing is about kids coming to the gym all around the United States, as you talked about, getting a better focus on life, having an activity that's going to help them. That's what amateur boxing is about. And you're at your gym and gyms around the country, that's where they're getting the job done.
Yeah, I think gyms, period, is like it's not about medals, it's not about trophies or world championships, it's just teaching the fight. Like, life is about every day waking up, continuing to fight. You know what I mean? Like, and that's each and every kid around the country that box. They know, they understand the value of going to the next round. And I think that's what some people lack, is just trying to get to the next round, go to the next round, whatever happened, get to the next round.
Curtis, I was happy that you reached out to me in recent months, and I've done a little work with you already, and now I am committed 100% to your organization, and you and I are going to be working very closely together over the next year, couple years, to try and really kickstart this. You know, I've done a lot of work with the U.S. Amateur Boxing Organization and other people, but your organization provided something kind of good for me because I've kind of consolidated my boxing charitable work into your organization, because I can't imagine a better mission statement than helping all these gyms get actual equipment, funding for kids to travel. It's, you know, it's not something that's, you know, ethereal. It's a real thing. And are you excited now as you see, as we look ahead to, you've been doing this, of course, but as we look ahead to the Detroit event and others that you have planned, do you see this all coming into fruition in a way that you're kind of excited about?
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, I've had this on my radar, and this need has gotten so large that it's taken more of my time.
Yeah.
And I'm having to, because we don't have a lot of the resources. So as Tony can tell you, I'll go and do whatever it needs to be doing if it's sweeping the floor.
That's why I love Kurt. You
difference you because love I don't her. Care because I love it. You know, to be in the gym with these kids and to see them come about. Because, see, what I see Tony doing is making sure the kids understand how to wrap their hands. I've gone to gyms where they've got broken fingers and broken hands because they don't have the proper gloves on. They don't know the proper glove size to wear when they're sparring. They don't know how to wrap their hands. They're not wearing the right type of mouth gear. People open these gyms and really don't know.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here. And we want to be everything we can to the youth and those low resources facilities. I've been into many gyms. This is the first gym. Tony Harrison Super Bad Fitness is the first gym that I've ever been into where I mean, I've been in some great gyms now, all across the country, from New York to Miami. But the personal touch that he gives to each and every kid is amazing. You have to see it yourself. And it just, sometimes I leave the gym and I just go home and tell my wife, this guy's just amazing. And she says to me, that means you ask for more money, ain't you? I'm like, well, baby, I might need a few more dollars, right?
Exactly. So
I just take my hat off to him for what he has done in the city of Detroit. And we're hoping that the city of Detroit and other large corporations and entities help support what he's doing within this city, because it is tremendous.
And that leads us again back. Now, just referencing this event on September 4th, which is part of a bigger thing, but it's focusing on that date. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited to be coming. And as I mentioned, some of the activities that are going to be a lot of fun, houseofboxingchampions.com is where you can get tickets. We want people to come by. If you are a business in Detroit or anywhere, the House of Boxing Champions deserve, and you love boxing and you love seeing young men and women succeed, you want to go to that website and you want to contribute. You want to be a part of it. That's a great move for anybody that loves amateur boxing, that loves the youth of America, and wants to help. And that event should be lots of fun. Tony, are some of the kids at the gym excited that there's going to be a kind of an event that is focused just on them, that is all about them and is all about not only raising money, but getting awareness for the gym, for them, and doing everything possible to help them?
Well, I try to create a dynamic for our kids that's so simple, so they don't even know. You know what I mean? They just show up every day to work. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't even want to create a stigma for those guys to be overly excited or be let down in some ways or be overly hyped. You know what I mean? So they show up to work, and then when they find out it's play day and they don't got to work, they super excited.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They'll be more excited.
For sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. What is it, Tony, as you, from somebody that's at the gym, what's the most, and speaking, and you're really good at doing this, you kind of have a global view of it, even though you're in your gym. What is the main thing that gyms are usually lacking in terms of either equipment or a help that is the most necessary?
To be honest, I would say mouthpieces. Yeah. I would say a lot of times you go, and these guys are gritty, man. These guys are fighters, so my guys would easily step in the ring with anybody without a mouthpiece on, without hand wraps on and a mouthpiece. They'll put their hands in some gloves quick, yeah. and they put a hickey on without a mouthpiece in quick. So I think those things are lacking. But until they get their tooth knocked out and it can't be replaced, right, and it can't come again, they don't understand how detrimental that is to the sport of boxing that they're in. So I honestly think if I had to say those two things, and I would say just the overuse of certain things like gloves, like our kids share gloves, you know what I mean? Our kids share headgear. They, you know what I mean? And they do the virus at that. You never know what somebody's hands been, if they washed them, if they didn't wash them. So each kid going in a sweaty pair of gloves was just, you know, so much not, it wasn't, you know, sanitary. Like we wanted it to be. So it's just like the under use of like not having enough gloves, no mouthpieces and no wraps. I would say those things for sure.
And Curtis, those are clearly major on the to-do list always for the House of Boxing Champions, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you guys concentrate on that equipment. And the other thing you guys do is try to get grants to help youngsters travel to competitions, which is really wonderful, because I know from all the years of being around amateur boxers and both people I know who are friends of and also just places I've been, it's really not easy sometimes for them to have the funding or the ability to go to these tournaments where they can have a life-changing experience.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important in how they develop. So Curtis, I'm going to talk to Tony in a second or two about him as a world champion. Give me your message to everybody for House of Boxing Champions on how you think they can help your organization help the youth of America.
Well, I just want everyone loves the sport of boxing. In every family, there's an uncle, there's a cousin, there's a sister, there's an auntie that loves the sport of boxing. And we need to reinvest in our kids. And I'm doing the best that I can, but I need your support. And you can support us. And please support Super Bad Fitness by going to www.houseofboxingchampions.com. You can support us by sponsoring one of our sponsorship packages that's online, as well as enter raffles. And if you want to be a corporate sponsor to us, you can reach out to us via website, and I'll be more than happy, as well as Al Bernstein, to reach back out to you guys as our ambassador to the House of Boxing Champions to make sure that we continue to fill the void that's in our communities. So,
yeah, and if you are a corporate sponsor that you're thinking about that, just know that anything that I can do to be of help to your business as part of this, I'm very happy to do because I want to see this succeed more than almost anything I can remember in the sport of boxing. It's about grassroots boxing, and it is an organization that has my wholehearted blessing. We're gonna have lots of fun on September 4th. We're gonna raise a bunch of money at Super Bad Fitness and help the what has been, as Curtis pointed out, a Harrison family tradition in that gym, which is very special. And one of the people that gym produced was, in fact, you, Tony Harrison, and you, of course, became a world champion. You've been a terrific professional, and a lot of your fans are anxious to know how you're doing and what you see in the future for yourself as a potential champion again.
I'm from Detroit, man. They don't never give us nothing, man. They don't never give us nothing. So, you know, sometimes for us, man, we gotta stick to our name and just keep kicking the door down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, man, I don't turn down nothing but my college, man. So, you know, the fight that I really want are the doors that's closing for me. So I can't really get the fights that I really want or I deserve. So then I gotta settle for fights that I really don't want. So with stuff like that, for me, just take the energy out of the sport I love so much. Because when you win a sport about fighting, I think the best should fight the best. I think, you know, the toughest should fight the toughest. And I think that's how we continue to make the sport great, continue to make the sport good. So, but you definitely be looking to see me in the ring before the end of the year is out. With
perfect.
Who? I don't know. But, you know, hopefully this gives me back to the one fight I would die for and I would retire after. If I could get it, you know what I mean? And that's with Charlo again.
Yeah, you had two stirring battles with Jermell Charlo, who was just in a very tough battle with Brian Castagna, who going into that fight, I said many times that he is an underrated guy, a terrific fighter, and he showed that in that fight in the very, very close fight that ended up being a draw. The 154-pound division has been one in which the best has mostly fought the best, and that's what you're hoping for, that you get a chance to get back into that mix. I think it's the most talented division in boxing, really.
Oh, well, Al, it is, to be honest. And I'm going to tell you what makes our division so good is that we are willing to fight each other.
You know, it's just,
right. It's just dates and circumstances that don't allow it. Maybe somebody rank higher than this guy or rank higher than this guy, or this guy got a better opportunity to fight somebody a little bit easier. But we all are willing to get into the ring and fight each other. And that's what makes our division so great and so stacked.
All right. Well, I wish you the very best, Tony, in getting back. And I hope we'll soon have an announcement that you're getting a major fight, because all boxing fans want to see you back in action. You've provided so many exciting matches, some of which I have been privileged to call. And it's always exciting. And I can't wait to see you and everybody at the gym on September 4th for that event in Detroit as we try and be helpful in your mission statement at the gym?
And I appreciate you, man, not only as a boxing enthusiast, but a boxing enthusiast that has the balls to do what nobody else really does, and that's come to Detroit City, man, and have a good time with us, man. And you'll see that the culture is great, the food, the air you even breathe.
I love Detroit.
That's right.
One of my best friends in the world was Manny Stewart, who I spent many.
That's my guy.
He would take me to a different restaurant in Detroit about every 4 or 5 months. He'd find some new place and say, "Here, we got to go here."
He was a restaurant connoisseur, man.
He had
his own couple restaurants and he closed them down, and he was a restaurant connoisseur, man. Every time I went somewhere with a man, it was go get something to eat.
Yeah, he loved finding different places. So what a wonderful guy. So yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back and visiting. And Curtis, I'm anxious to. I'm very happy that I've partnered up with you and the House of Boxing Champions. And we're going to do a lot of these as we move on in the next year to come, and it should be a great journey.
Thank you, Al. And thank you, Tony. I really appreciate it. If there's anything I could do in the meantime, just reach out.
All right, we thank you for everything you're doing, man. It started with you, and it's going to end with you, man. And we're all for all the gyms around the country, man. I'm telling you, thank you for all of us.
All right, thanks to you.
Thanks, Tony. It's a blessing. You are a blessing in disguise, man.
I'm gonna stay in disguise until we get those corporate spots. I need you to keep haggling them, Kurt, until we get what we need.
Hey, I'm doing it. And you know I ain't quitting, don't you, Tony?
That's what I love about you, though, Kurt. I love it, man. You're gonna do the work that I won't do. I ain't gonna ask you twice. You know what I'm saying? You do the work I won't do.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we're gonna keep moving forward to see if we can keep building this thing year after year.
Yes, sir.
Because I plan on being bad for years to come. So.
Yes, sir. Great. Yes, sir. September 4th. Let's have a good time.
That's great. Well, it takes that work, rolling up your sleeves and getting it done. And Curtis, you're the man for it. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Curtis. I appreciate you guys visiting with us. And I'll see you guys in a few weeks.
I'll see you soon.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Curtis and Tony. Two great guys. And I cannot wait to be in the Motor City again on September 4th at Superbad Fitness. Reminder that you can get your information on getting tickets that are free, but you want to sign up for them for the event. Go to houseofboxingchampions.com and you can get your find out all the information about the event and also arrange for tickets to come to the event. It should be a lot of fun. I'll be on hand there. We can schmooze about boxing, get some pictures, and you'll get to meet the champ, Tony Harrison, as well. And we'll have lots of other fun activities, as we talked about during the interview. And let me now introduce a gentleman who's my co-host and a devotee of amateur boxing in addition to pro, Trip Mitchell. Hey, Trip.
Well, Al, I'm thinking back and loved your interview today. A number of years ago, you and I had a chance to do a pay-per-view Evander Holyfield fight with Francois Botha. 2 weeks later, I got to do a Police Athletic League fight up in Salt Lake. And I got to admit, I had a lot more fun at the PAL fight and got a chance. Jerry Silva, the guy who runs it here in Salt Lake, and the statistics are amazing. When they started Police Athletic League, the amount of calls that the cops went out on for juveniles fell off dramatically.
Yeah.
So young men and women at key age 8 and up, boy, they get into the boxing gym and only good things happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I mentioned during the interview that, you know, when I'm on radio shows, people talk about gold medals. And listen, our Olympic team did better at these Olympics, and good for them. You know, they got more medals, and USA Boxing's done a better job of kind of creating better chances for them to do well, and that's terrific. But it's not, as you point out, that's not really what amateur boxing's main goal is. And the fact that you were talking about quantitative evidence there, you know, that calls went down from the police is an indication of just how effective this is. And that's kind of part of the reason why I really have gotten involved with House of Boxing Champions, because you know, I've helped amateur boxing. I've done things for USA Boxing and tried to be involved and be helpful as much as I can. But it's been kind of dispersed. You know, I've worked with a bunch of different organizations. I'm trying to really focus in on their work because I think I can use my time and efforts better to help them specifically and help them make sure they get help these individual boxing gyms around the United States. So we're embarking on what I hope will be a really successful journey. They've been doing it already, and now I'm going to participate, and it's beginning with that September 4th event. But, you know, it's so vital to have those gyms open.
Well, you grew up in Chicago and boxed there. I grew up in Detroit, though not in the heart of the city. Which city has a prouder amateur boxing tradition? Is there evidence?
Yeah, probably Detroit. Chicago does have a good amateur boxing, has had a good amateur boxing history, and there have been a lot of good boxers, but Detroit is, you know, way up there with the Kronk Gym and a bunch of the other gyms, and that city has produced not only great professionals, but great amateur champions as well. But at both cities, what they share in common is that amateur boxing was has been an important part of the communities. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and boxing was the specific area I was in, interestingly, was not a super hotbed of boxing, but started when I was in my teens. They really started getting more involved in boxing through the Park District and the Golden Gloves and the Catholic Youth Organization. And here's a funny story. So when I was boxing, I actually, because in the southwest side of Chicago, literally everybody was Catholic. There was, you know, there was like one Bernstein and maybe one other, you know, Jewish family within, you know, a 60 block radius, right? Everybody was Catholic. So I wanted to box, and I boxed in the Park District, but I wanted to do better matches. So I boxed with the CYO, right? Well, wouldn't you know it, Tripp, there was a meet between the CYO and the B'nai B'rith boxing team, which was from the north side of Chicago. So, of course, I was boxing with the CYO team. So the irony, they're looking down this list, and these guys were looking at this, you know, Spiewak, Grabowski, Ryszynski, Flores, Bernstein. You know, it's like, they're like, what is this about? You know, and they're all looking at me like, how did you get on the CYO team? So it was, you know, it's kind of a strange event. But, you know, the amateur boxing scene in Chicago was, you know, remains to this day, you know, a pretty vibrant, you know, scene. And again, its purpose is to, you know, to help kids a lot. And you know, the interesting thing is you're talking about places as diverse, you know, as Utah and Detroit and Chicago and whatever. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what group of people you're serving. It can be helpful.
Well, there's no question. And first of all, I didn't realize your name was Al O'Bernstein, but
yeah, exactly. Yes.
That being said, it is amazing when people get involved. A couple people on an amateur boxing thing can make a huge difference. Emmanuel Stewart, you know, and yeah. You know, the right leader and great things can happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That, and you hit on it. It takes a driving force sometimes of a person. You know, I had a good friend, Phil Daly, who was who passed away a few years ago, who was a real big force of boxing in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where I've spent a lot of time and I have so many friends and used to have a residence. And Phil drove amateur boxing in that city. You know, Louisiana has a strong amateur boxing program overall in various parts of the state, and he drove that program. And he was good friends with Emmanuel Stewart, interestingly. And yeah, sometimes you need that one person to be a driving force, and then it kind of coalesces the community to, you know, to be more involved and to say, yeah, we need to help. So hopefully the September 4th event will be helpful in Detroit and with House of Boxing Champions. I'm going to continue to do work with them and see if we can make a difference with all these gyms around the United States. And along with that, of course, things are heating up in the pro ranks, and we've got a lot of great fights coming up. One of our Showtime fights that's coming up, which I am so excited about, is going to be actually here in Las Vegas, September 11th. Stephen Fulton Jr. And Brandon Figueroa in a title unification match at 122 pounds, which is a great weight division in boxing. And below it, a gentleman that we had as a guest on our show, Rais Alim, take on another man who guested on the show, Danny Roman, in a former champion in a fantastic fight. That could be one of the best doubleheaders we've had in maybe all year, and we've had a great year.
Oh, so, fantastic, Al. Look forward to seeing you on Showtime. And yes, you won't get to use the Al Bernstein family jet, so you'll save.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you, Tripp. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you next time. Take care.